Uber and Lyft have threatened to stop service in Minneapolis after the city passed new pay rates for drivers. But now they may be sticking around for a little longer. The city council voted today to delay the start of its new ordinance, raising a driver's minimum pay rates for each mile and each minute they drive. For more, let's bring in John Collins. He's a senior reporter with Minnesota Public Radio. Hi, John.
Hey.
So this has been quite a battle there in Minneapolis. A supermajority of the city council voted for this wage increase. Now they vote to delay. Tell us what drivers have been making and why this raise was initially so popular with local elected officials.
You know, I mean, a lot of drivers have been advocating for themselves and forming groups to make a push, because they say that, you know, the companies are not transparent about how much they're going to earn, and that over time they've been earning less and less for these rides. So they made a push with their allies at the Minneapolis City Council last year. That would have given them a raise, but that was vetoed by Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey last year after similar concerns from Uber and Lyft. And then a similar thing happened at the state level here, where the Democratic governor, Tim Walz, vetoed a rideshare bill that would have given them a raise as well. But this year in Minneapolis, there's a new council, and they were able to push it through.
So let's talk about that resistance from Uber and Lyft. As I said, they threatened to quit the city. Why are they not supportive of a rider paid increase for their drivers?
You know, they say that the increase in wages would make rideshares unaffordable for most riders. And they threatened to, leave the market because of it. Essentially, they say they support some sort of numbers, but it hasn't been exactly clear which numbers they support. There is another effort that's happening at the state level, which could offer another set of numbers. But in Minneapolis, it's $1.41 a mile and 51 cents a minute as of now. And Uber says that's just too high.
I mean, and I guess these are a lot of numbers being thrown around, and the city council wants to actually look at the data. Does that exist? Is there data that shows if people are dropping off because an amount might be too high?
You know, there has been quite an analysis by the state here. There was a task force that was set up last year to look at the number, and it included rideshare companies and their data. So there have been analysis. Most of the data has been so far controlled by the rideshare companies, though. So some question exactly how accurate that is. But the rideshare companies will make the argument that if it went to this level, that they have the data that shows fewer people would ride because they couldn't afford it. And also, they say that rideshare drivers would be earning less, actually, because there would be fewer rides for them.
And just in a sentence or two, what are riders saying? Have you heard from them?
Pardon? I'm sorry?
What are the people who ride Uber and Lyft saying? We just have a few seconds.
There are a lot of people who have disabilities who are really concerned about it, seniors as well. The business community is very concerned. And then, you know, many riders don't have much sympathy for Uber and Lyft because of how they do business. So there's some excitement about potential new rideshare services coming to the city.
John Collins with Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.